onto something altogether more cheerful, frankly, the Absa Cape Epic. And we broadcast this time last week from the start of the Epic, from the rugby fields, the sports fields of UCT, and the rain was pelting down and it was wild and windy. Sports writer Kevin McCullum, you've actually, I think, ridden the Absa Cape Epic before, Kevin McCullum.
I have done it indeed, Bruce. How are you doing?
Extremely well, thank you. Have you ever finished the Absa Cape Epic?
I did. I've ridden it once. It was back in 2012. I was part of Team Absa, which was a media celebrity team with Joel Stransky and Nico Panjo and Ilana Mayer. And I finished it once, and I didn't ride a bike for 6 months afterwards, and I haven't done it again.
And you've actually created a bit of a shrine to that moment in the Absa Cape Epic. I don't know if it's in your memory or in the memory of the Epic itself.
Yeah, I have, but it's a special thing. So there was a rider called Barry Stunder, the late Barry Stunder, who was a great mountain biker. He died in 2013. And he said if a guy comes to him and says, I've ridden a Cape Epic or two Cape Epics, he knows that guy is a true mountain biker. Now, I wouldn't call myself a true mountain biker by any stretch of the imagination. I've done three races in my life. One of those is the Absa Cape Epic.
And how would people know that you've done the Cape Epic if they had only just met you?
It's like a boy who goes to bishops, I tell you.
I've got an MBA, I went to bishops, and now I've written the Absa Cape Epic. It's like the three tick box exercises.
Journalism at Rhodes, yeah.
Well, no. Okay, that's three out of four. But Kevin, I mean, in all seriousness, I read your column today, and it was absolutely marvelous, and it is as funny as anything. But you do, I think, show the true commitment of the more than 600 people who started the race on Sunday, 606 people, I think it was, and who the survivors will be coming through this Sunday over the finish line. Just take me through the trials and tribulations of what is an extraordinarily demanding, and I'm sure for those who finish it, very satisfying race.
Yeah, I've been trying to explain what it's like to friends, and basically it's like riding 200 kilometers a day on the road, but you're doing it through mud. You're doing it up hills that are rocky. You're pushing your bike. You're falling off. You've got dirt and mud everywhere. You wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're doing that every day for 8 days. And eventually, I mean, I'll take an example of the breakfast hall. On the first day, the first stage, everyone's talking. They're laughing. It's loud. Day two, it gets quieter. Day three, no one's talking. They're just trying to eat. You haven't got an appetite. You don't care anymore. Your legs are sore. This race wants to stop now, please. And then come Friday, Saturday, everyone starts talking, and then Sunday is just this massive relief. I mean, I cried like a baby when I finished.
Look, I've done the Cape Town cycle tour, and I've done the 947, which is just roughly 100 k's on each of those, and I felt the same at the end of that. So I'm not going to be joining anybody on the Absa Cape Epic anytime soon, not as a rider anyway. But it talks about and embodies, I think, everything that is learned over the past week, the ethos that this thing inspires. It truly is a world-class, global, challenging event. And by virtue of the fact that in a pandemic, 40% of this year's riders are foreigners who've taken the trouble to come here, I think is testimony to that.
Yeah, and it'll be sold out again. I think the lottery goes up for entries and gets sold out within an hour. I mean, you look at also the loyalty from sponsors. I mean, Absa have been involved with this for 16 years. And that's probably one of the longest sports sponsorships in South Africa. They mentioned Data have been involved for a while, and Exxaro have been involved for 10 years. And they sponsor the development aspect. Now, because of their involvement, there's more young black riders in the top 50 of the Epic this year than ever before. So, you know, it's a very clever corporate business, but it's also a magnificent event that's been really well built up and has been built into a very good business.
Kevin McCullum, a great column this morning. Thank you very much. I laughed loudly, and I also felt your pain. Maybe I was laughing at your pain. Anyway, Kevin McCullum, sports writer and one-time cyclist on the Absa Cape Epic.